When Christ comes into your life, he will always have a cleansing role to play. Bishop Robert Barron. Welcome to the Dude Catholic Podcast. I'm your co-host, Adrian. During World War II, the Americans had a decision to make, to either drop the atomic bomb or Ramon unto Japan. They chose the atomic bomb because it was more humane.
Our Ramon, and they actually had to drop it twice.
Double deuce. Did you know that? I did actually.
Yeah, you did. I was gonna say no, you did. You know.
I know some stuff about the things. Yeah. Today we finished the series we titled "Sorry, Not Sorry: The Antidote to the Antidote to Toxic Masculinity." Our episode today is titled
"Available,"
and the scripture today comes from
the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 10. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers.
Delicious.
So let's get this podcast on the road. As you may recall, and I'm going to do this just to kind of circle back to the beginning of the series, we're talking about not being sorry about being who we are. The reason why it's subtitled "The Antidote to the Antidote to Toxic Masculinity" is because at some point in time, hurt people who were hurt because of a legitimate hurt. Some people might have hurt them. People who might have been born to the masculine gender, one of the two genders. Last time you might have miscounted because of Facebook. But some people that were behaving badly from the masculine gender ended up hurting some. And maybe they thought, if you take away masculinity from the masculine, that will be the antidote to that which they titled toxic masculinity. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. And if I wasn't clear enough before, it doesn't work. And so here we are providing the antidote to the antidote, and that is masculinity in its truest, unadulterated form, the form that Christ gave us. And the way that we achieve that is, of course, well, there's many ways. The main way is by imitating Christ. And in order for us to imitate Christ, we need to be willing to imitate Christ. We need to be capable of imitating Christ. And today we wrap it up by explaining how we need to be available. Because yes, we may want to do something, we may be able to do that one thing, but we may not have time. And how many times does that happen? Point in case, Christmas lights need to be taken off the roof. Have you done that? I know I have, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to talk about it in the podcast. I had to make myself available. Because, yes, I wanted to do that because I didn't want to be that one guy that leaves the Christmas lights on until April or until next year. That's even worse. You know, I wanted to take them out, to take them off. I am able to bring out a ladder, climb up on the roof, and take out the lights. And I needed to make myself available. And so I did. And let me tell you, it was terrifying because I don't like heights, but that's another story for another day. It got done. That's the main thing. But that's something really simple. You know, one thing that and I'm sorry if I don't let you enjoy Ramon's voice for a little bit, but this is basically all I have. A few years back, it was about, gosh, the early part of the last decade when I found myself working too many jobs. Like, I remember I was working my teaching job. I was working at the Apple store, and I was working as a confirmation coordinator in a church in Inglewood. And it was a busy, busy time. But I noticed that it took a really big toll on my marriage, on my relationship with my kids, on my spiritual life. And why? Because, well, I'm willing to do whatever it takes. I'm capable of doing whatever it takes. But sometimes being that busy and stretching myself out so much, oh, not to mention I was going through a program once a month so that I could have the equivalent of a master's degree in the eyes of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. So all that happening took away so much of my time that even though I was willing and capable of doing so many things, I was so incapable of doing so many other things because I tied my own hands behind my back and I was not able to be emotionally and physically available to my wife and kids. It took a really big toll. We suffered, but luckily we came out of it. It was a harsh time. You know, so many times we put other things in front of our, like on our plate, that are not going to be good for us. You know, and the same thing comes up whenever we're talking about us being men of God, about being truly men. You know, it's a manly thing to provide for your family. It really is. But when we make that the most important part of our lives, it's going to come back and bite us in the butt every single time, 100% of the times. Why? Because what happened throughout those formative years of my children's lives, that's the reason why my kids don't know Spanish. Maybe. But I'm willing to guess that's the reason why. Because during those very early years, I mean, my 11-year-old was like between two and three years old. And I saw her and her little brother asleep before I went to work. And by the time I came back home from work, they were asleep again. And so I got to see glimpses of them for about 2 years. And yeah, I had a day off here and there, and I had some vacation time because I work at a school. But those 2 years were some of the most difficult years of my life. And that's including my upbringing and whatnot. And not being able to be available, I was able, you know, and there's a reason why that quote was at the very beginning of the podcast. It's because sometimes, even though I was working at a Catholic school, I was working for a confirmation program, I was not making myself available for the people that I'm supposed to be living my faith for. Because what is my faith if not to take others to heaven? What is my faith for if not to take my own beloved into heaven? And so I was willing to bring the faith into my life, into the life of everyone around me. I was capable of doing it, but I was not available to do it. I was not there to catechize my children. I was not there to witness what it is to be Christ-like to my wife. And I was not there to do whatever it takes to make sure that they go to heaven. All I was there for was to say, here's the money. We have another month of rent. We have another week of groceries. We have another month of paying the bills on time. And sometimes that's not enough. Sometimes we need to adjust our lives so that we may become available. And that's why I found it so significant to bring up this quote by Bishop Robert Barron that says, when Christ comes into your life, he will always have a cleansing role to play. And that means that he is going to make a way so that you may be available to do what it takes to bring people back to him, especially those who are closest to you. And if that means cleansing you from some of the stuff that you think you need that you really don't need, he will do that. But you have to be willing, and you have to be capable, and you have to be available, and you have to say, God, if this is not of you, and if this is not going to bring glory to you, take it away. And he will do it.
God is working through you to change the world. I forgot who said this, but God gave us two hands. One is to help ourselves. The other is to help everybody else. And I didn't really think it was a big deal until I actually shared this. And the reason why I use myself as an example is because I think I'm kind of dumb. You know, there's a saying, if you're not going to be smart, you better be tough. And I'm trying to get tough. So I'm just kind of dumb. But, you know, I'm trying, coach. I'll try harder, coach.
And, man, I'm neither.
Nah, you're really smart, actually.
That's smart.
You're the brains of the family, man. we were talking about stuff at my job, and there was this guy that was part of the new class that came in, and when you're the baby class, you just don't know your left from your right. So there was this guy. I was in there doing my thing, kind of joking around because I got my time management down pretty good. And then I see this guy kind of worrying about X, Y, and Z. And then I noticed his pants were a little off. And I told him in very, and not cursing, but in very colorful language, like, dude, if your staff is not going to chew you out, my staff will on the way out. So let me help all of us here. So I got down on one knee, and I was by the urinals too. I got down on one knee, and then I told him, give me your pant leg. And then he just kind of raised up his leg, but then I grabbed him, and then I planted his foot on my thigh. And I was like, hold on really tight. You don't want to fall. So I fixed his pants. And then one of his classmates was like, whoa, dude. That's so cool. And he said, that's so manly. And it was kind of weird, actually, because he was saying all this stuff. And I was like, nah, man, we just got to make sure we all take care of each other. Speechless. They were just speechless and bug-eyed. And I was like, all right, dude, go ahead and take care of your business. And they froze. They just stayed frozen and bug-eyed, just looking. And I just went about my business. I finished what I was doing, washed my hands, and I took off to take care of my business. Where I'm trying to get at is, if an idiot like me can make himself available to do something as small as fix somebody's break in their pants, that I'm not saying I changed their lives and I changed the world, but they were in awe that another man put aside his ego and lend that helping hand, that extra hand that God gave me to help others. You see, that I know that's such a small, tiny example, but the fact that it came from, I don't even know how to say it without sounding corny, but, you know, it came from the heart. And I know that it didn't come from me because I'm selfish, but I made myself available. I always pray to God every morning, please, God, don't let me screw this up. And it's not because I doubt myself necessarily, but I just don't want to mess anything up because life is so beautiful and it's so filled with opportunities to redeem ourselves, to redeem humanity. That's what I mean. I don't want to mess this up. I don't want to mess up every opportunity you give me. And there's a lot of like little things that I do that, and it's not just me, you know, it's like a lot of my classmates. We do like little things, and we all come from different walks of life, and we don't all believe in God, and we all have different views, you know, for the most part, but we all have one thing in common. We want greatness. And I dare say I want something more than greatness. I want to spread kindness. And what was that quote again? I'm going to say the same thing I said last week. And it came from that quote that little speech that you put at the end, that little recording. You know, be strong enough to be gentle. A lot of my, you know, my greatest moments, Ramon's greatest moments, is when I'm strong enough to show kindness and being gentle with somebody, and they don't misinterpret that for me being some weak person. Quite the contrary. And I love that. I love the fact that God is able to use me, this idiot. It's just, wow, man. Like, I've become addicted to this. It's so selfish of me. It really is. You know, like I was telling you, Adrian, like I've been so busy lately because we're only a few weeks away from the big day, you know, from graduation.
Yeah, buddy.
And I'll probably get rid of my Instagram too, because I don't know. We'll see, but probably.
Maybe you can post on the Dude Catholic Instagram.
I know it's been lacking a lot. Man,
I just make the promos and that's it, and it's pretty pathetic. So we need a little bit more content, you know.
Yeah, we definitely need to be more available to our brothers that are listening and our sisters too. But this is a men's podcast, so we need to be more available to our brothers, putting out not necessarily inspirational quotes, but putting like stuff out there. Like, hey, you know what? This is what my homie St. John of the Cross said. You know.
This is what inspired me today. Like,
yeah,
maybe like a value to you.
Yeah, like this is, you know, this is what we asked for, guys. This is what we asked for. Look, and if you didn't know, now you know here.
Boom.
Yeah. I love military leadership. That's why I follow the U.S. Army on Instagram and, you know, all kinds of stuff, but... Mm-hmm. This is something that was posted not too long ago, and man, it was definitely what I needed to hear. When you thought you gave it your all, kick your body into overdrive and give some more. Mm-hmm. You got this. And this goes hand in hand with body. It goes hand in hand with, I don't want to say spirituality because people take that out of context, but with your faith, you know, with your walk with God, that's so fitting for our walk in the faith. When you thought you gave it your all, kick your body into overdrive and give some more. I've never thought about leaving the faith after falling in love with God, even though I'm, you know, the way that I show up for God is just straight up garbage. But sometimes I need that encouragement. And it's not like my life is all that hard, you know? If anything, it's difficult because I make it difficult on myself. Life when you're walking with God is actually manageable. Not easy, but manageable, because you know you're not fighting alone. And I don't know who you are out there in the internet, but if you're part of this family, just know that you'll never fight alone. Because you got these two guys on the West Coast praying for you. You know, like that quote said, you know, God gave us two hands, one to help ourselves and one to help others. And, you know, we're always praying for you. You can DM the Dude Catholic Instagram account because we're more active there.
Yeah.
And we'll read your messages and we'll reply as soon as we can. And we'll definitely pray for you. Any intentions, any petitions you have, we'll definitely be offering it up. It's just powerful when you do things in the name of God.
St. Philip Neri says, Lord, watch out for Philip, lest he betray you again. When I wake up, I default to one of two prayers, and that is me raising my hands and telling God, good morning, God. Today, I'm going to let you love me. And the other one is my bootleg version of St. Philip Neri's prayer. And I say, Lord, watch out for Adrian, lest he betray you again. And it's not false humility to say something like that. You know, it's just us making ourselves available and telling God, watch out, because I'm making myself available. In other words, don't give me permission to be an unworthy, a bad representative of you. Because what happens so many times is that we either don't give the attention that we need to our surroundings to notice, let's say, a pant that's not right, or someone that needs help, or someone that needs you to say, hey, thank you for showing up today, or someone that needs you to validate their existence because they feel like they shouldn't live anymore. Man, like if we're not paying attention, we're going to miss those just because we're trying to avoid being corny or because we're trying to avoid being that one weirdo that says, hey, how are you doing today? You know, and sometimes we are going to be wrong. Sometimes people are not going to need us. actually, scratch that. People don't need me and people don't need you, but they are desperate for an encounter with the living God. In the words of Mark Hart, if people come to us looking for Jesus and only find us, man, what a disappointment. You know, so let every encounter that we have be us becoming available to God working through us. Because yes, we have to be willing. Yes, we have to train to make ourselves be capable to protecting everyone and to lead everyone closer to heaven. But having the willpower, having the energy, the strength, the capability to do something is not going to matter if we're too busy to actually do it.
Psalm 119 verse 2 says, blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. I'm trying to be more available because I'm so dumb.
Again with that.
I'm so dumb, but I get that. I get that I have to seek God with my whole heart. And I wanna say that most of the time I get it right, but when I don't get all down on myself because God doesn't really like crybabies. It's like, okay, dude, like you messed up. Just fix it and fix it now. Don't be an idiot. It's just an opportunity to keep going and make myself more available. Just send us those prayer requests. Hit us up on Instagram. And
pray for us.
And we'll pray for you.
Ferrum.
Ferrum.
Aquitud. During World, wow, the English is hard.
Very hard.